This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in, locked in, all over North America. Thank you so much to our producer in New York City, holding it down on the boards, Ryan Botcher. This show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can lock in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. And if you got a smart speaker, be smart. Ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. We've discussed a lot. We talked about Game 1 of the World Series going down this Friday in Toronto, Canada, as the Blue Jays host the Dodgers. Thank you so much to Kyle Glazer for joining us from MLB.com, as well as the Foul Territory Network. And then, of course, we talked about something that came back today. The NBA is back. Okay, we got Game 1 of our doubleheader opening up the season already underway. The Houston Rockets on the road. Kevin Durant making his debut for the Rockets against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Right now on the road, the Rockets lead the Thunder 57-51. Kevin Durant at halftime already putting up a bunch of points. He has 14. And then meanwhile, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander for the defending champs, he has 5 points. Chet Holmgren, he's been a man on fire, with 18 points in the first half. And about an hour from now, we got the Los Angeles Lakers hosting the Golden State Warriors. There is no LeBron, still dealing with that sciatic nerve issue in his back. Okay, we're going to be hanging out with you for one more hour. So much more to get into. Of course, at the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. Got a couple of NFL trade rumors that are going on. And then I do want to just briefly talk about, you know, this whole idea with Giannis and the Bucks, and we got news today that he might be going to the Knicks. The Knicks have just been a disaster, I think, even before the season started. I'll give you an update on that. It's just been a day. If you want to be a part of the show, you can do that too. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. And you can find me online. I don't care if you got Instagram, Twitter, X, whatever you call it, all of the things. I am at JR Sport Brief. Man, as I sit here in the studio watching all the action on NBC, it's good to have, you know, Botcher, just because. Can we play that background music for a while? The round ball rock? Can we play that? Yeah, I like that. Yeah, let it play low for a while. See, Bacha, you don't even have a feeling when you hear this, do you? You feel nothing.
I know the skit on SNL where it was Jason Sudeikis and Tim Robinson. They tried putting words to this because the instrumental's so good. And of course, there's no lyrics. So they go, give me the basketball. Give me the ball because I'm going to dunk it.
Yeah. I have no idea what the hell you're talking about. And the fact that you identify this with a skit is just bad. It's bad.
No, there was a TikTok trend too where they did like slow motion highlight replays.
Yeah, but this is not. I see Michael Jordan over Byron Russell. I see Reggie Miller fighting with Charles Oakley. There's so much attached to this. This is like basketball in the golden era after the 80s with MJ and Bird and moving into Michael Jordan. This is the theme song for Michael Jordan. I know the Michael Jordan intro music and whatnot, but this is a beautiful Sunday in the spring. And it's nice to have it back. And so they actually played this music, of course. God bless them. And then Bacha also. Michael Jordan, he just made his first halftime appearance on NBC. Did you catch it by any chance in the commercial break?
I saw it, but didn't hear it. I'm assuming it was just like a traditional sit down and he's probably just talking about the stars of the day.
Now, let me tell you something, Bacha. You can turn them. My favorite music down now. I get it. Michael Jordan is, I think, going to be doing this once a week. Let me set the scene for anybody listening, you know, not able to watch or you didn't view it, you're driving in your car, whatnot. Michael Jordan just did a brief sit down with Mike Tirico. I don't know how long it was. I'm going to have to watch it later because obviously I'm here doing my own show. Bacha, to me, it looked like it was, what, 3-4 minutes long?
Yeah, I didn't even notice, to be fair.
Yeah. It went by. See, what's captured my attention even more so is this pizza that they got on the screen right now. That seems more intriguing than Michael Jordan. But here's the facts. I actually turned the sound up here in the studio in the break. And all I heard was the end, where Michael Jordan pretty much is sitting there with Mike Tirico. They're sitting in like some, you know, living room setting. Of course, Michael Jordan has on Jordans and a suit jacket. And then Mike Tirico also wearing Jordans. I mean, of course, you know, Mike Tirico isn't going to sit there across from Michael Jordan wearing, I don't know, Reeboks. And all I heard from Michael Jordan was the reason why I'm doing this is to, you know, push the game forward, you know, to give back. He says that's what we all want to do as players. You know, we want to give back to future generations. And so Michael Jordan is sitting down. I don't think he said anything insightful about anything. There's obviously no commentary on the game that's taking place. It's just going to be packaged interviews with Michael Jordan and Mike Tirico. Now, what we did get a preview and a teaser for was for next week, where Michael Jordan is going to give his thoughts on load management. And then Michael Jordan is going to explain why he wanted to try and play every single game possible. And if there's one thing we could say about Michael Jordan, when that guy went out there and played, there was no concept or idea of load management. As a matter of fact, let me pull up Michael Jordan's stats as it stands right now. He played almost all the time. Outside of breaking his foot earlier on in his career, MJ was out there balling. Yeah. I mean, even in his final season on one damn leg, with the stupid Wizards, I know we all try to forget that, Michael Jordan played 82 games for the Wizards that year. The year before that, when he first came back, he played 60. His last three-peat with the Chicago Bulls, he played all 82 games. The year before that, he came back at the end of the season. In 93, in his first three-peat, he played 78 games, 80 games. His first championship, he played 80. Bacha, the man played every single game imaginable. There were none of these blocks, none of this, I'm taking time off. The guy broke his foot, but outside of that, he just played all the damn time.
I respect that. But also, I feel like,
Here you go. Go ahead. Say what's on your mind. Go ahead.
Players were more willing to play through injury because they cared more. I feel like there's so much.
Yeah.
There's so much science put into the health of players today where it's these the teams themselves, the franchises and the organizations put so much money into it that they want them to be 100% healthy because their investment needs to be paid off to the maximum.
Correct. But the guys are still getting hurt. That's the problem. Yeah. So which one? And this is where the rubber hits the road. We don't have no answers. We don't know anything. Okay, because we have so much sports science, and we don't know if the guys are playing basketball too damn early and too many AAU games. They're playing all these games from when the time they're 10. You get guys to the NBA, and now they're 25 years old, and now they're breaking down. We don't know. We don't. Are they training too much in the offseason? Are they not taking breaks? We know that there's a lot of money invested. We also know the players are ridiculously skilled. I mean, today, the Houston Rockets, 4 out of 5 guys in their starting lineup, they were all 6'11". The smallest guy was Amen Thompson. He is 6'7". And so I'm not taking anything away from anybody. I'm not trying to get into all of that. All I'm saying is Michael Jordan went out and played every single game. He did. And so is he going to say anything earth-shattering next week about load management? I highly doubt it. Is Michael Jordan going to come out and trash somebody next week? I highly doubt it. He's just going to probably give us some boilerplate. Hey, I always tried to play. I think I owed it to the fans. I think I owed it to myself. I mean, we've heard it all before. And you have some players that do that. Like Jason Tatum, all things considered. God bless him as he comes back from his Achilles tear. Jason Tatum always plays. Anthony Edwards always plays. I think Victor Wembanyama, you know, outside of having this blood clot in his arm, I think Victor Wembanyama's the type of dude, and unless the Spurs go, hey, man, you 7'5" freak, we need to sit you down, I think he's going to fight to always play. Jokic always plays. And so I'm hoping that in this, I don't want to say new era, but we're moving on into a different era, guys, that dudes just play. You know, LeBron James, he's about to be 41 years old, all things considered. Until the past couple of seasons when he got old, he'd been playing since he was 18 years old. Michael Jordan was still in college. Okay, so, yeah, we all know about load management. And ironically, we got a whole bunch of games that get started tomorrow, including the New York Knicks and the Cleveland Cavaliers. Let me tell you about this. This is load management. We got Mike Brown, who's the new head coach of the New York Knicks. He basically said that Mitchell Robinson, who can't play more than 30, 40 games a season, is already out in the first game of the season because of load management with his ankle. Like Bacha, this is the type of stuff that's a slap to the face. I get it. Mitchell Robinson, nobody's going to confuse him with Nikola Jokic. People ain't paying their money to see Mitchell Robinson. We know he's a big part of the New York Knicks when it comes to their defense and rebounding, but he's already going to miss a game, the opening game of the season? Like, what is that crap?
And then I start to question what they're doing in between preseason, because he was playing preseason games. So he was healthy enough to step on the court in preseason, get some run, tried to build chemistry, but now he's hurt to play arguably.
No. He's not hurt. Okay? Coach said he's not hurt. It is just workload management. This is why the Knicks are a joke, man. What is this?
So they should be fined. Because isn't that a new thing? If they're not actually hurt or dealing with something, you get fined?
That's what it is. Well, this is out of Mike Brown's own mouth. He said he is not hurt. He's not injured. The Knicks have said he's been out for workload management since the middle of last week. And Mike Brown says, really, it's load management. Which means that, obviously, if we deemed it necessary, could he possibly go? Yeah, he could possibly go. He missed a lot of games last year, so we want to be cautious going forward with him. That's about the extent of it right there. What are we doing?
So he can play like... So what makes it seem like is they're just resting him to not play like back-to-backs or just like a like warm-up. Why not just play him for 5 to 10 minutes?
Well, he is out, okay? Josh Hart is out with a back issue. And then Carl Anthony Towns, who was quoted in speaking to the media yesterday, saying he's not all that clear on his role in the Knicks' new offense under Mike Brown. Karl Anthony Towns is listed as questionable with a white quadricep strain, a right quad strain. So, yeah, the New York Knicks, I mean, they seem like a joke from when they got rid of, and this is the stupidity. Like when people call me up and they go, "Hey JR, I got to fire Coach Harbaugh. Hey JR, we got to fire this guy." Like you really start to become a clown show, because there comes a point in time where you'll never be happy. And I know we got guys who are long tenured, but there's a time and a place to do things. And the Knicks just look like a bunch of clowns just firing Tom Thibodeau at the conclusion of the regular season when he helped A, turn the organization around, B, helped and allow Jalen Brunson the space to operate the offense, and then C, he took him as far as anyone has taken them since Jeff Van Gundy took him to a finals in 1999. I know it was a lockout year. It's like 26 years ago. And so the Knicks have all the success that they haven't tasted in forever, and they get rid of the head coach because they're a bunch of idiots. And that stinks. And so now you bring on Mike Brown, who the expectation for him is take us to the NBA finals. And if that doesn't happen, they're going to fire him. Like there comes a point in time where you can't just fire the owner. And that's what a team like the New York Knicks need. It doesn't help when Karl Anthony Towns says, "I don't know my role on the offense." You got Mitchell Robinson, your best interior defender. You absolutely need him. You know, he can't even play the opening game of the season because of load management. And then we got this anecdote from Matt Barnes, from all the smoke. He played for Mike Brown when he was on the Los Angeles Lakers. And Matt Barnes basically said that Mike Brown is nothing but a pushover.
Will it work? I got one hand saying, "F*** no."
The one thing about Mike Brown is that first year
is always good. Mike is a great person. He's just, to me, he's not a leader of men. You have to be, I couldn't imagine it now because these kids are making so much money. You have to have the respect of them. And I think Mike is such a nice guy. That's what f***ed Mike up. Mike wants to be cool with everyone instead of putting his foot down like, "This is my team. This is what's going on." So that's why I feel like I've seen it. He was my coach with the Lakers. We had Mike after Phil Jackson retired. And when I tell you, rest in peace to my dog, Kobe, and Ron Artest, they walked all over that. They used to sub themselves in and out of games. I'm just like, oh, shit.
Hey, you was about to try it. Like, hold on. Let me.
Yeah. I knew better. I'm a little crazy. I'm not stupid. I'm crazy. I'm not stupid. I'm not. No, I can't sub myself in the game. But, and then he came to, I think he learned a lot in Golden State underneath Steve Kerr. I think Mike Brown is a great second chair. Because when you sit in that second chair, if this is the first chair, when I tell you there's such a night and day difference sitting in the head coaching chair, I think Mike is a great assistant coach. I wish him the best, but I've seen it firsthand in Sacramento. His first year came in, brought Golden State's system. They made the playoffs for the first time, and probably since a lot of you were born. And then he lost the respect of the team quickly. So now you're going to a New York media market that's trying to eat you up. Every mistake, Mike is a good guy. I just don't think the situation is going to work because he's too nice for his own good.
Yeah, I'm also not confident. I think the New York Knicks have done what they typically always do. They back themselves into a corner. Like you're actually moving in a positive direction for success. I don't know if the Knicks were afraid of a player mutiny, OG Anunoby and Mikal Bridges not happy with Tom Thibodeau. I don't get it. Your star player was happy with him. I mean, they have a personal relationship. It's just mind-boggling. The New York Knicks are going to be the New York Knicks. And then we got word today that they could have had Giannis Antetokounmpo, but apparently they didn't necessarily take that seriously. Listen to what Brian Windhorst had to say earlier today on ESPN.
Let me point out the bombshell report that our Shams Charania put out there a few weeks ago.
Okay.
I know everybody tried to whistle past the graveyard and try to pretend like this didn't happen, but you know that Giannis basically said he wanted to be a Knick.
That's right.
The Knicks have been waiting for 15 years.
That's right.
To get somebody to say they want to be a Knick. Because the Knicks built this team the way they did and whatever the offer that they made wasn't good enough, Giannis is not a Knick. Now, I know that he says he's going to be in Milwaukee and everything. Nobody denied that report. Mm-hmm. Those talks happened. The Knicks were in position to get Giannis, and they didn't get him, either because they didn't offer enough, because they believe in this team, which is a totally acceptable answer.
No, it isn't.
They may have the best team. Well, I'm just saying to you, if The Knicks could have had Giannis under a certain set of circumstances, but because of what they invested in this team and their belief in this team,
right,
and not necessarily in that order, it could be the belief first,
if
they don't have him. So they got to win this year.
Yeah, well, look, they got to win this year. Good luck. I'm not all that confident. I think the New York Knicks are going to nick, which means they'll fall apart at the end of the season, and then the fingers will be pointed. They'll be back to being a joke. It's unfortunate because it looked like they were on an upward trajectory. I think that may flatline a little bit. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Speaking of trades that will or will not happen, Max Crosby from the Raiders, he's been in the news, he's been in the rumor mill as someone who could get moved on or could be moved from the Raiders, especially because they suck. Apparently, Max Crosby, is he going to be traded? He's going to be on a new team, or is he going to stick with the Raiders past the trade deadline on November 4th? I'm going to give you an update on that on the other side of the break. Of course, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. You're listening. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We talked about how ridiculous the Knicks are. We got that story earlier today that they could have traded for Giannis Antetokounmpo. And of course, we got some other rumors. I mean, it's sports. There's always rumors. But with the NFL trade deadline approaching in a little more than a week from now, about 2 weeks, November 4th, there are a lot of rumors going on around about, you know, some teams that are completely out of it who may move on from some players who can net them some assets in return. You know, earlier in the show, we talked about the New York Jets. They are, well, winless. They got a record of 0-7, and they have some players that other teams might want. Breece Hall is a pretty good running back. also operating as a dual threat. I mean, we can go on and on through all the teams, but I want to kind of target in on one player specifically. And he also happens to be a star player on a very bad team. He also got himself a contract extension this past offseason, which I think would be an impediment to any trade. And that's Max Crosby. I mean, he's one of the best edge rushers, one of the best pass rushers in the entire NFL. The Raiders absolutely stink right now. They have a record of 2-5. Geno Smith is doing a great job throwing the football to the wrong team. And Max Crosby, he's having another great season. He has 4 sacks on the year. He just signed a 3-year, $106 million contract extension in March. I think that would be the biggest thing kind of stopping anybody from acquiring him in a trade is all this money that he's going to be owed. But the fact is, he's dealing with a back injury. He got a big contract, but that's not stopping anybody from saying that he's going to get moved. Now, there was a report today that said that he had a meeting with the Raiders and that he was assured that he will not be traded. He's made it very clear before the contract there was a possibility that he might move, but then he signed on the dotted line, they paid him, and he said, of course, I want to be here with the Raiders for as long as possible. Now, the team that was reportedly open to bringing him in, the Dallas Cowboys, but apparently that is no more. I mean, it was only about a week ago before they got, they being the Raiders, destroyed by the Kansas City Chiefs 31-0, that his head coach, Pete Carroll, basically babysitting this organization until they find a real quarterback and a coach to take over from him. Pete Carroll waxed poetically about Max Crosby. Listen to this.
Yeah, there's no question. He doesn't know how else to be. That's just how he lives his life and takes care of his family and takes care of his teammates. He just has all of the love and passion that you could ever imagine a player having. He is a tremendous athlete. He's really a natural athlete. Pat, he can throw and catch and shoot hoops and dunk. And I mean, he can do it all. And he uses all of that. And we really try to give him as much freedom as we can because he can innovate as great players do better than we can coach him sometimes, you know. And so he's not always going to be right, but he's right way more than he isn't. And he finds his way to the ball. He's already knocked a bunch of balls down. He's got a pick.
Yeah.
He's got a few sacks. He's off and rolling. He's been just as hard in the running game as he is in the passing game. And he doesn't just overpower guys, although he does have great strike. He doesn't always it's just his way of getting to the football. And tremendous respect and appreciation, man. I love the way this guy plays, and he's as good as anybody I've ever coached.
Yeah, well, it appears that he's going to continue to coach him, even though the Raiders are going to continue to go absolutely nowhere. I mean, they're in the same group as, well, the Miami Dolphins, the New York Jets. These are teams that you just go, well, eventually they're going to need a new quarterback. And I know Pete Carroll ain't sticking around forever. He got to be, what, 72, 73 years old? He's not going to be around for a long time. So Max Crosby, apparently he's been reassured through a meeting with the Raiders brass that he is not going anywhere. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Francine is calling from Delaware. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Francine?
Good afternoon, good evening, and hello, JR. This is Franchise calling from Delaware. I had to ask for Harbaugh's head a week ago, and you scoffed at me. The franchise $285 million man refused to practice yesterday. Your producer says that they have a day off today after a bye week, so that's 4 weeks off for the $285 million man.
Yeah, but before now, no, we no, well, hold
finish.
On. Hold on,
let
stop.
Finish.
No, I'm not going to let you finish because what I'm not going to do is go ahead and just kind of lean into your conspiracy theories, okay? Until Lamar Jackson calls you and he says, hey, I am not playing because I refuse to play for this coach, then we can have a conversation, okay? I'm not going to lean into he say, she say, what he say, okay? They say he has a hamstring issue. Until we get something a little bit more substantial outside of you telling me he's refusing to play, then hit me up. Maybe he doesn't want to play because the team sucks and they're going nowhere. And he's like, why do I want to risk my legs? Maybe that's a possibility. But we don't have nothing concrete that just goes, hey, he wants to quit. All right. I mean, if you become Tom Pelissero or you become one of these NFL insiders, then come and talk to me. You know, I'm not scoffing at anything. Like, I live in the world of reality. OK, I live in a world of reality. And until something a little bit more substantial comes that way, I'm not going to sit on the airwaves or stand here in the studio and entertain conversations about how, well, Lamar Jackson is refusing to play. Based on what? You know, I mean, I could say LeBron James is refusing to play, too, because he's making a protest to the Lakers. That's a possibility. You know, I think I could have surmised that LeBron James and Russell Westbrook didn't like each other, but we got something a little bit more substantial over the past few days. It's just not my MO to stand around and just, I like to stay in reality. You know, I could make a phone call here or two, but I like to just stick and stay in reality. And until there's something a little bit more concrete about how Lamar Jackson doesn't like Harbaugh, how he wants Harbaugh gone, then when that day comes, then I'll have that conversation. But in the meantime, you know, I don't need to do it on a weekly basis. Like, no thanks. We know the Ravens suck. I mean, the latest story we got from the Ravens is that they're taking video games and pool tables, you know, out of the locker room because the guys need to focus. Well, maybe the guys can actually focus if they were healthy. This was a team that was expected to contend for a Super Bowl. Everybody's been busted up and hurt. That sucks, okay? And I know it sucks for Ravens fans. And when it comes down to Harbaugh, if the team is really lost, if he's lost the team, if they think that he can't do anything with them, they will give him the boot. And if Lamar Jackson wants to give him the boot, he probably has the biggest wherewithal to go do so. And so if this is the beginning of it, then so be it. Let it play out. We don't need week-to-week updates on a team that is, well, ass right now. It's unfortunate. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Marco Belletti, are you excited that we got this NBA back on NBC?
Yes and no.
Uh-oh, here we go. Why not?
No. Because, look, I'm just as nostalgic as everybody else. Yes. And I want it to be what it is. But part of me is also a little concerned whenever you do something a second time. What? It never really lives up to what you wanted it to be. So I'm a little, there's some trepidation. I'm not going to deny it. There's some trepidation.
Well, these games as of right now, they're in the middle of the week. What's today, Tuesday? Can we wait until, when the NBC has NBA games on Sunday, then we could have a conversation.
And that's what it is, because I'll be fair, I didn't look ahead. Like, are we going to get Sunday back, like, midday? Are we going to really go back to when the NBA, at whatever, 3:30 or whatever it was on a Sunday, where it just felt like, all right, center stage, this is the biggest game of the day. Like, are we going to get to that, or are we going to do Sunday night at 9 o'clock at night on the East Coast, and then are you going to sell me that it's the biggest game? Like, no, I'm busted now. Like, I'm old, I'm tired. I'm trying to watch, but, like, you haven't done anything different. So I want to see how they do it, and I hope that it's going to be the same way that we all want it to be.
I can't believe we got here already, though. Like, I feel like we've discussed this for the better part of 3 years, knowing that, you know, this was a possibility that they would sign a contract. I feel like a finger has been snapped and boom, here we are. It's back. It's been talked about for years and now we're here.
Yeah. And like I said, now it's got to also merge too with the inside the NBA, with the Barkley team and, you know.
On ESPN. Yeah.
Right. That's what I'm saying. But like that's got to get merged into this whole thing too. So like it's almost kind of like we have to meld the two worlds, if you will. Like we loved the NBA on NBC. Everything about that. When that went away, then the nugget that we got was, oh, but then at least you got Reggie Johnson, you got Shaq, you got Barkley, you got Kenny. Now it's kind of like we're in limbo. We're not sure. Do we have both or do we have a little bit of each? So I just want to see how everything kind of plays together. So I'm excited, yeah. I'm just also, you just mentioned reality. I'd like to live in reality. I want to see if they actually present it the right way and they give us everything we want, or if we're all sitting here going, ah, that was it? Like, this was better when I remembered it 30 years ago, no?
Well, nostalgia is nice, Marco. So let's go back in time just a little bit. And then, I don't want to say nostalgia. This is obviously also closer to the end than it is to the beginning. We know that when it comes down to, you know, Charles and Kenny and Shaq, they make their debut tomorrow. I feel like that there's been so much emphasis on the NBA on NBC that it's kind of been, I don't want to say overlooked, but they're going to be on ESPN tomorrow. We got the Knicks in Cleveland, whoever plays for the Knicks, I have no idea at this point. And then in the evening, we have San Antonio and Dallas. So there's going to be a lot of jokes flying. I think probably one of Charles Barkley's first comments is going to be about how he could say and do what he wants, and these idiots at ESPN can't do anything to him. How long is it going to take for him to say something like that?
Not long. That's going to be up front, because I think he also knows, too, how long do I have? Because they might pull the plug. We're in the middle of our conversation, and we might go to SportsCenter. So I'm going to make sure I get my shots in real fast before they decide to cut out of programming and dump out of this thing. So, no, yeah. Charles, I feel like, is going to be, you know, they always say, like, you know, the muzzle on in the beginning. No. He's going to be let loose, and he's going to be firing right off the bat. And how long it lasts will be decided on how much leeway ESPN decides to give that entire show. Do they get the runway that they got with TNT?
They said they will.
Yeah, they say a lot of things until it actually comes down to it, and they're going, this is taking forever. We got to get to programming. And somebody goes, all right, it's enough. Go.
Yeah, ESPN likes to ramrod commercials into just everything possible.
There's a lot of things that are said, and then when push comes to shove, when it's time to get it done, all of a sudden business becomes most important, which is understandable, but that's what happens.
I'm here for beef. I mean, if Charles Barkley is going to beef with ESPN, then good. He could do it on the air. He could do it off the air. I just know he ain't going to be doing this forever. And he's talked about retirement for a long time, and here he still is. I know he got a long-term contract. I'm trying to enjoy him as like, – it's going to be – whenever he stops talking, which maybe never, he may be on his deathbed, it's going to be like Vince Scully. Like, there's not a day that I hear Vince Scully in a clip or what have you, and I go, man, I remember every moment that I heard that guy, and it was just so cool to listen. Whenever Charles Barkley stops, which unfortunately may be his deathbed, I'm going to miss him, so I'm going to enjoy as much as I can.
That's totally fair. And to pivot back to NBA on NBC, I'm sure you didn't see it because you're on the air, and I didn't see it yet because I was trying to...
Michael Jordan?
Yeah. Are we just going to get...
Yes.
The Jordans, so we can get like a good shot of seeing which Jordans he's got on.
Yes, the all white Jordans.
Yeah,
yes.
which ones he's going to be wearing, and then, you know, like a glass of brandy next to him, and we're going to get what, nonsense for like 4 minutes?
Well, I heard part of what he said. He gave a reason as to why he's doing this, and that's to, you know, kind of pass the game forward to the next generation, whatever.
Money?
Well, yeah.
Money.
And then it was also, I didn't hear this. I will listen after, you know, I get off air. I think he made some comments about the three-point shot. And then they tease next week Michael's comments and thoughts on load management. Like, I think I can write out the script of what he's going to say. But, we get to hear Michael Jordan say a whole lot of nothing for now.
So, basically, he took a drink. He sat down with Mike Tirico for an hour. And they're going to chop it up.
Yeah.
And they're going to give it to us over the span of 3 weeks, 4 weeks.
I guess once a week, yeah, I guess.
No. I feel like he sat down for an hour, but they can't show us an hour. They show us 5 minutes at a time.
Yeah.
So they're chopping that up. So that 1 hour that he sat down with Tirico is going to be at least a month's worth of stuff that we're going to get in halftime of these games.
You're right. They got to change clothes. How often do you think Michael Jordan agreed to sit down for this? You guys can come over, what, 5 times a season and that's it?
Maybe, because, I mean, if you sat down for, you know, he's not giving Tirico more than an hour. So if he gave him an hour... That's easily a month's worth of stuff that they can use, right? So maybe every once a month, maybe once every other month, I'll let you come in. I'll put on different Jordans. Make sure you get the low angle so you can show my kicks. And we'll discuss how the game sucks and it was better when I was playing. No?
Yeah. I loved how Mike Tirico had on the same exact shoes that Michael had. I loved that part. That was hilarious to me.
But... You get him at the door, you think?
Oh,
and then
come
have to
on.
Give him back?
Oh, come on. Michael Jordan gave him to him. Come on now. Of course.
Did he have to
Mike
give him
Tirico
back?
No. Had that pair. They sent it to him 3 days before and made sure there was 5 backups just in case they got dirty.
100%. That's why I think they gave it to him at the door, but I feel like they might have taken him back at the door.
Oh, come on. You can't be that petty now.
Who knows? I don't know. If Tirico looked at him sideways, you never know. You never
know. Let's see. That's one reason to watch the NBA and NBC. Michael Jordan's sayings. Let's see if he says anything worth it over the next several months. Who knows? We don't ever hear the guy speak. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to keep speaking on the other side of the break. We'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. But right now, it's time to talk about what's going on in the world of sports. Here he is with a newsflash, Marco Belletti.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. It's the end of the show. You know what that means? It's time for a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
October 21st, 1973, Fred Dreyer of the Rams, he became the first player in NFL history to record two safeties in a game. It was a 24-7 victory that the Rams had over the Green Bay Packers. October 21st, 1975, one of the biggest home runs in Major League Baseball history. You might remember this one, maybe you don't. Carlton Fisk, this man hit a home run in the 12th inning. The Red Sox went over the Reds 7-6, forcing a Game 7 in the World Series. Take a listen to this, courtesy MLB.
The 1-0 delivery to Fisk. He swings, long drive, left field. If it stays there, it's gone. Home run! The Red Sox win! And the series is tied 3 games apiece.
Carlton Fisk hit a 1-0 pitch. They're jamming out on the field. His teammates are waiting for him. The ball hit the foul pole, and the Red Sox have sent the World Series into Game 7 with a dramatic 7-6 victory.
I think, as we all know, the Red Sox, they did not win that World Series. The last time they won one was 1918, and they picked up the next one in 2003. Okay, the Reds won that World Series. Pete Rose was the MVP. Joe Morgan had a big hit in that Game 7. October 21st, 1998. Speaking of the Red Sox, their rival, the New York Yankees, they swept the San Diego Padres. They won the finale 3-0. And, of course, some guy named Mariano Rivera was on the mound. Listen to this.
The starter of tonight's game is Sweeney, grounds to third. Brocious, fittingly with a throw. The Yankees have done it again. Number 24. They are the world champions of baseball in 1998.
Man, what really sucks about that game, or just that series, is that that was like Tony Gwynn was just so amazing. He finally got the national love and the attention. And the Yankees just said, not today, Tony Gwynn. God rest his soul. October 21st, 2006, we had two rookie pitchers on the mound in the World Series. Anthony Reyes was out there for the St. Louis Cardinals. And then you had Justin Verlander. Now, he was out there for the Tigers. Unfortunately, they lost 7-2 in Game 1. Albert Pujols said, Justin Verlander, welcome to the bigs. Listen to this.
Pujols, runner at second, two out. And Albert Pujols hits one into deep right field. Back at the wall. It is gone. Two-run shot, Albert Pujols with first base open. The Tigers pitch to the MVP, and he makes Detroit pay. It's 4-1 St. Louis here in the third inning.
Yeah, ultimately, the Cardinals, they won that World Series. Welcome to the bigs. Welcome to the World Series, Justin Verlander. How about this? This is also wasn't good for the Mets. October 21st, 2015, Daniel Murphy was losing his damn mind. Okay, the Mets went out there and they swept the Cubs. It was an 8-3 victory in a final game. The Mets went to the World Series, and Daniel Murphy, he went on a homer barrage. Okay, it was his sixth consecutive postseason game that he was cranking these damn home runs against the Dodgers, against the Cubs. Listen to this Daniel Murphy home run.
Swinging a high fly ball, well hit, right center. It's got a chance. It's near the wall. He did it! Another home run for Murphy! He hits it into the front row of the bleachers to the right of the 400-foot mark. The Daniel Murphy fairy tale is pretty well complete. Murphy has now homered in six straight postseason games. He's prancing into the dugout now. You cannot believe what has become of Daniel Murphy.
Yeah, it sucks. He was in God mode. I mean, if he wanted to be Shohei Ohtani, he'd also go out there and pitch six and strike out 10. But that didn't happen. And ultimately, the New York Mets, they lost to the Kansas City Royals. That was a rather disappointing ending. Unless you're a fan of the Royals, okay? That's how it goes. And there you have it, folks. A few things that took place this day in sports history. And I guess at some point in time, we can talk about what took place today with the NBA returning on NBC. I mean, as it stands right now, we're minutes away from the Los Angeles Lakers getting ready to host the Golden State Warriors. And then as it stands right now in Oklahoma City, the Houston Rockets lead the Thunder 90-85. They're about halfway through the fourth quarter. Listen, folks, if you missed a minute or a second of this show, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Thank you so much to Kyle Glazer for joining us from MLB.com as well as the Foul Territory Network to give us a preview of this Friday's World Series Game 1, the World Series in general, between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Dodgers. Thank you as well to David Shepard for joining us. You can catch him here on the Infinity Sports Network as well as SiriusXM NBA Radio. You can find me everywhere at JR Sport Brief. I got some things that I need to handle tomorrow. I'll be back with you on Thursday and Friday to wrap up the week. Thank you for tuning in. You can find me everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Don't move, don't leave, here on the Infinity Sports Network. Bart Winkler is coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.